The opening face-off took place on the evening of June 22nd. Early Monday morning, at the final buzzer, 40 hockey players celebrated the completion of a game that, earlier in the hour, passed the previous world record.
A little bit of relief, a lot of emotion, and really just very proud of these guys and all the volunteers and support group around us. So this is a wonderful, wonderful moment.
That was David Travers, one of the players who took part in the 11-day power play, which was created to raise $1 million for cancer research. Mike Lezakowski, who organized and played in the game, announced that the effort raised $1.2 million.
We knocked it out of the park. $1 million is our goal. We got to 1.2, so it's on all these guys. They did an unbelievable job.
The inspiration's the fuel, man.
The game was physically and mentally grueling. One player was temporarily hospitalized for low blood pressure but returned to the lineup. Nick Fatty suffered a broken nose, courtesy of a ricocheted puck. But he kept going, inspired in great part by those who, even in late hours, came out to watch.
I'm always amazed at the people who turn out. For this event, I was amazed most because people were coming in 3, 4 in the morning. All the time. It was incredible.
Player David Pick noted that, to the last man, no one wanted to let anyone else down.
There was a lot of pressure on that. You know, guys were playing through some pretty significant injuries and, just persevering through it, even though just to get on the ice to make sure, because there's only 6 guys on the ice, so you only got 1 sub the whole time you're out here, and no one wanted to let their fellow players down.
It was a sentiment shared by David Travers.
That's absolutely true, and we knew 8 months ago when we had the roster set that there wasn't one guy on this team that was going to let anybody down.
Every participating player has been touched by cancer one way or another. Amy Lezakowski is a cancer survivor and the wife of Mike Lezakowski.
I think they all were here for the right reasons and they knew, you know, what they needed to do. And there was never anyone complaining despite the broken noses and the stitches and, you know, the bumps and the bruises.
The blue team defeated the white team 17-25 to 16-97. But when it was done, the most important number to these guys was 1.2 million. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.